Well, first, let me differentiate. There are two bills on decriminalization. One that did pass the Senate.
Right.
So it got all the way out of the Senate and is coming to the House. Mm-hmm. And then the second decriminalization bill is a House bill that is still in committee. So it hasn't passed the House and hasn't been even voted on in committee. Now, have we killed the House bill that might have killed the Senate bill as well, because we don't like to take up the thing over and over again? But we haven't killed the House bill. So we're going to have a hearing on the Senate bill as it comes over, and if we approve that, that would be the determination as to whether or not it's going to get out of here.
You get the sense, I mean, I understand the chairman was concerned about drug treatment, you know, whether it was encouraging drug abuse, and he thought, at least last week, the amendments the Senate added were encouraging. Is that, you see that as a...
No, I don't think...
Talk to him about that, but...
No, I don't think the chairman of the House Judiciary Committee wants decriminalization of marijuana or legalization of marijuana passed in any form. He is just dead set against it. The question now is, what do the proponents for decriminalization do?
So you got to try to get a bill that's acceptable to him, or
either a bill that's acceptable to him, or get the Senate decriminalization bill into another committee.
And that's always a possibility in the next 3 weeks. Thank you, sir.